The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
منبر. A lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
We express our condolences on the occasion of the Shahada, the martyrdom of the Lady Zainab Salamullahi Alayha, that according to the analysis that exists of the reasons why she was forced out of her city, Madinatul Nabi, to Egypt first, and then from there apparently she was forced again out, and she ended up in Damascus. She was taken there against her will because of the stances she had openly and outwardly against the regime and the tyranny and the authority of Yazid. And in that exile that she was in, she met her Lord, and this is the end of her jihad fi sabilillah in this world, and therefore it is martyrdom and shahada. We express our condolences first and foremost to the Imam of our time, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, and to all the brothers and sisters on the occasion of her shahada and martyrdom. One point that specifically I would like to discuss in regards to Zainab salamullahi alayha, that we are all in need of in these days, is she was a person that took on the responsibility of explaining and clarifying to the masses the wrong of the authorities. This is one major role that she has. If you follow what she does, she's involved with Karbala, obviously. Karbala is a rise against the authorities, not necessarily to overthrow at that particular time, meaning that if that would have happened and people would have joined, then great. If that wouldn't have happened, it would at least be starting the downfall of the Umayyads by playing a very important part in clarifying to the people the wrongness of the system and clarifying to the people that they need to find their responsibility in going against the authorities, going against the tyranny that they're living under, going against the establishment. That was what Karbala did. Imam al-Husayn salamullahi alayhi got the allegiance, took the allegiance of the people of Kufa in order to become their leader officially in that part of the Muslim nation, or the Islamic lands. Islamic Empire would have broken off from the authority of the Umayyads and would have accepted, and they did accept temporarily the authority of Husayn salamullahi alayhi. That would have expanded if the people of Kufa would have stood and they would have kept their word, their pledge of allegiance with Imam al-Husayn salamullahi alayhi. There were people that saw some wrong. There were people that saw some atrocities. There were people that felt that there is something wrong and something does need to be done about it. But there were various reasons why not enough people saw the necessity of standing up against what's happening. Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Abbas, these were figures that with whatever differences they had with the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in, they were not off course enough to not see the wrong in what is happening. They saw clearly. Their approach, however, was to just let it be, we're not part of it. We're not going to be taking part in it, and we're not involved in it, but we can't do anything about it, and therefore we're just not going to do anything about it. That's what these people, these figures did. Zainab salamullahi alayha was part of the movement of Karbala that was supposed to, even if it did not, was not able to bring the people to start a rebellion in a way where they can even overthrow Yazid, at least it would start a movement within the minds and the hearts of the masses to realize this is wrong and people are responsible to do something about it, to change the status quo and change the system. And Karbala was capable of doing that. The foundations of the Umayyad regime were weakened because of Karbala, and eventually that ideology presented by the Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim ajma'in and continued by Imam Zain al-Abidin in the form of and with the face of and with the speeches of Zainab salamullahi alayha in Medina, then in Egypt, and God knows what all she did in Damascus after she was taken there, that ideology being presented and then continued after Zainab salamullahi alayha, Imam Zain al-Abidin continued his work, and then Imam al-Baqir, at the time of Imam al-Sadiq, all this effort that had accumulated and affected the minds and the hearts of the people, caused a rebellion that was widespread against the tyranny of the Umayyads. The masses rose against the Umayyads. This was the teaching of the Ahlul Bayt. Zainab salamullahi alayha, now focusing on her, she played an important role in clarifying to the people the wrong that was happening and the responsibility of the people towards it. She was sent to exile that led to her shahada because of her encouraging the masses against the establishment. She exposed the wrongs, reminded the people of the wrongs, because some of the wrongs were just very evident. Anyone that looked could see. And there's a point regarding that. I want to elaborate on both of these aspects. She pointed them out. She spoke of the wrongs, the wrongdoing, the wrong directions of the establishment. And she also encouraged and spoke of the responsibility of the people against that establishment. This is what Zainab salamullahi alayha did. And both of these are very important to us. Are we taking our responsibility? That Zainab salamullahi alayha was shouting to the people of Medina after returning from Karbala, and then shouting this in Egypt, for the people of Egypt, that your responsibility is to rise against Yazid. Whatever other believers are doing wherever in the world, that's their thing. What are we doing?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على
محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.